From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. A teenager from Virginia will spend more than 11 years in prison for providing support to the Islamic State militant group. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the 17-year-old used social media to inspire people to join the militants in Syria.
Federal authorities say the case of Ali Shukri Amin demonstrates the persistence of online radicalization. Still in high school, Amin used a popular Twitter account to tell people how to send money to the Islamic State without a trace. He also acknowledged helping a friend from Virginia travel to Syria to join the terrorist group earlier this year. Amin pleaded guilty to conspiracy in June. Now a judge has sentenced him to spend 136 months behind bars. The court's ordered his internet use will be monitored and he'll remain under supervision even after he's released. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
A jury has rendered a verdict in the case of a former student at an elite New Hampshire prep school. He's accused of raping a 15-year-old freshman under the guise of a so-called tradition. 19-year-old Owen Labrie was found not guilty of the most serious charges of felony sexual assault. But Paige Sutherland of New Hampshire Public Radio reports he could face more than a decade behind bars for other offenses.
Owen Labrie and his family wept as the verdicts were being read in court. A jury found Labrie guilty of having sex with a minor and using a computer to lure her in. He could face up to 11 years in prison. Outside the courtroom, Lard Dunn, a victim's right advocate who spoke for the family, said they were pleased Labrie was held accountable. But they also blame a school tradition known as the senior salute, which some students turned to a sex contest.
We still feel betrayed by St. Paul's schools, as they allowed and fostered a toxic culture and left our daughter and several other students at risk of sexual violence. We trusted the school to protect her, and it failed us.
Labrie walked out of the courtroom on $15,000 cash bail. He will be sentenced on October 29th. For NPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland in Concord.
North Carolina state prosecutors say they will not retry a white police officer who shot and killed an unarmed black man in 2013. State Attorney General Roy Cooper says prosecutors felt they had presented a compelling case for voluntary manslaughter against Officer Randall Couric, who fatally shot Jonathan Farrell.
The jury was conscientious and the judge was fair. But even taking all of that into account, meeting the standard of proof beyond a reasonable doubt, could not be achieved.
Couric testified that he repeatedly fired at Farrell because he kept charging at him. Prosecutors argue that non-lethal force should have been used to subdue him. Oil prices surged again today, a day after recording their biggest gain in 6 years. Prices rose by another 6.3%. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 11 points at the close, the Nasdaq up 15. This is NPR News in Washington. Former President George W. Bush returned to the Mississippi Gulf Coast today for an event honoring first responders the day before the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. Evelina Burnett of Mississippi Public Broadcasting reports Bush praised the progress that's been made there since 2005.
Hundreds of first responders, their families, and local and state officials gathered at a waterfront park in Gulfport for the event. President Bush said the Mississippi Gulf Coast looks very different from the last time he was here after Hurricane Katrina. He said, "Today, the boats at the Gulfport Harbor and the cranes at the port are symbols of the area's recovery."
Everybody's going to tell you there's more work to be done. But if you don't have the perspective that I've got, which is my memory of what it looked like, it may be hard to see how much progress has been made. You have made a lot, a lot.
Events commemorating the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina will continue this weekend. For NPR News, I'm Evelina Burnett in South Mississippi.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump hosted a $100 per person event, which he claims is not a fundraiser, tonight in Norwood, Massachusetts.
This is not a fundraiser tonight, just so you understand. We are, I guess they're paying for some of the basics in terms, you know, we have food, we have, I guess, 1,500 or 2,000 people, but this is not a fundraiser. We're not doing anything in terms of fundraising.
He claims the $100 tickets are helping to offset the costs of the event and that he keeps turning down donations for his campaign and plans to fund it solely on his own money. I'm Windsor Johnston, and you're listening to NPR News in Washington.